who is a big fan of an event, and when the event doesn't go the way you like it, and you tweet out, "I hate wrestling," whew, that's when you know you've really won, or maybe you're starting to lose. But WrestleMania 30 went down last night for wrestling fans. I know that's a huge, huge thing. Millions and millions of dollars was made on that last night. And Undertaker lost. Our good buddy Yukon Jack joins us. You feeling better? Are you okay now?
You know, Gregor, I used to believe in things like true love and honesty, and I just doubt everything now that the Undertaker's lost at WrestleMania.
That was like, I don't know if I've ever seen wrestling fans more distraught.
Never. As far as an angle, a story, a predetermined outcome, I've never seen it either. In all my 30 plus years of watching wrestling, I've never seen fans as shocked and as surprised as it was yesterday. And listen, I think wrestling fans give them more credit than they receive, because we know it's a work. We know it's a show. We're tired of having that argument with non-wrestling fans about why. We get it. Now, that doesn't mean we still can't be surprised. I used to pride myself on not being affected by a win or a loss. Like, to me, it didn't matter if, you know, Hulk Hogan won or Andre the Giant won. It didn't matter as long as it was a good show. And I used to use that against real sports fans, you know, the nerds that go home and are mean to their family if the Oilers lose. That was my leg up on the real sports fans. But, man, yesterday's, that meant something. It actually meant something. It was unbelievable.
Now, do you think the reason they have him lose is because I found out this because my audience, I have a lot of wrestling fans. I knew he was 50, but he's 52. Like, at some point, do you think they lost because he didn't want to go back to WrestleMania next year?
Well, you know what? The Undertaker's been a part-time wrestler for the better part of probably 3 years now. So he's basically 95% retired already. He's really just been wrestling at WrestleMania and then maybe the odd appearance here and there on television. From what I understand, look, if The Undertaker wanted to retire with the streak intact, for those of you who don't know, The Undertaker has been, I'm air quoting this, undefeated, unbeaten at WrestleMania for 21 years. And if he wanted to retire with that intact to have on his resume, he'd be allowed to. So you can bet that The Undertaker wanted this.
Okay.
What people are questioning, because again, to talk the business of wrestling, not wins and losses, what you do in wrestling is try and elevate other talent that could use the rub, you know, from what you've done. So what would have made sense would have been for The Undertaker, if he wanted to do that, if he wanted to put someone over, to do it, someone who needed put over. Everybody knows Brock Lesnar. This doesn't really add all that much to Brock Lesnar's legacy. It wasn't really required for his character. But you know, you look at up and down the roster, there's really no one on the roster like that right now. So I'm kind of feeling a little bit better about things today in retrospect, going back and having a look at it. I'd like to see the Undertaker retired undefeated at WrestleMania, but obviously, it was up to the Taker. And I think probably part of the reason why the Taker chose Brock Lesnar is he's a big MMA fan. And maybe it was a matter of, if anyone can, you know, beat him in a legitimate fight, it would have been Brock Lesnar. So maybe he was comfortable handing that streak over. I don't know. And that's the joy of wrestling or any TV show, is the speculation. What were they thinking? What went on behind the scenes? What was that brainstorming meeting like, you know?
WrestleMania 30 was huge. You know, I was talking about, and I used to be a big wrestling fan, man. I grew up on Stampede Wrestling. I loved it, watching it with my father and my grandfather. And that's really how I got into it, is because my grandfather is kind of the patriarch of our family. He used to watch it Saturday afternoons, and I remember being like 9 or 10 thinking, man, if Grandpa watches this, this has got to be unreal. And you got into the Cuban Assassin, and I love that guy. And, you know, Ed Whalen made it. So awesome for me. And then, you know, I got into a little bit to WWE. And then, to me, I liked it more when it was wrestling and the bad guys, but not so much of the talking. I know, and it takes a lot of skill, and I have all appreciation for it. I just kind of lost interest in it. But Hulk Hogan, you know, everybody knows, even if you're not a wrestling fan, you know Hulk Hogan, right?
Everybody
knows The Rock recently because, you know, the foray into movies and stuff, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Is a guy like John, is there anybody in wrestling that can take that and become the next big thing? Like, is Cena big enough to do it?
No. I don't think so. Cena has kind of become the chosen guy, the face of the company. And the hardcore wrestling dorks like myself almost resent Cena for his success, the amount that he has pushed. But John Cena has granted more make-a-wishes than anyone. It's well over 300 his number, which, if I'm not mistaken, is more than... there's no one even close. I'm not going to get into the numbers, but there's no one who is even close. I want to hate John Cena. I've interviewed John Cena, and you can't not like the guy. Now, that being said, incredibly hard worker, incredibly talented, incredibly strong. That being said, I still don't think he has that crossover appeal that a guy like The Rock has, a guy like Stone Cold, a guy like Hulk Hogan, who just, you know, became bigger than wrestling. He became pop culture. The Rock is now the highest grossing movie star of, recent memory, maybe all time. But I don't see anyone on the roster looking like that these days.
I know one person who's not a big fan of John Cena. Storm still doesn't like him from when she was undrafted.
Yeah, he was playing the jerk card, though, right? He was told to go up there and be a jerk and, you know, give us hard... Actually, well, remember, UConn, you and I talked before that interview.
Yeah, I remember that now.
About finishing moves and you know, how they come up with them and stuff. And he just wouldn't even answer a question that I asked him.
What was the question?
Well, it just like, you know, how do you come up with them? How do you make them more entertaining? Stuff along those lines. And he wouldn't even answer them. He was just cold.
Playing the heel.
Well, yeah, but it's a reality show, right?
Sure.
Of course he's going to do that.
Hey, you guys know reality shows are fake, right?
I don't know.
I was on one.
I can be. Yeah.
Sorry, I've been hearing that a lot, so I'm just deciding to throw that in as a trip.
They're not real. What?
What?
Yeah, also,
what?
Hey, also, have you got, you know, that really popular show Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
That's fake.
What?
The Walking Dead.
Hey, you know what? You know what, UConn? Hey, wait a second. Okay.
Lost is fake.
Wait a second.
There's no dragons.
You're telling me that the Hound isn't real? You know what? Go screw yourself, okay? Because the Hound right now might be the greatest character on TV.
Who's the Hound? What's the Hound?
In Game of Thrones. You don't know who the Hound is?
I don't watch shows where people have English accents. It's a rule of thumb of mine. It's all Coronation Street.
Wow.
It's
just
Game of Thrones is Coronation Street with dragons.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What's your favorite show then?
Monday Night Raw. Watching it.
Oh, no, come up with something. That's reality TV, though.
Yeah.
Come up with something else.
I watch Walking Dead. I enjoy that one.
Because that one's real?
No, it's all fake. That's the point I'm making. It's entertainment, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with it, but Game of Thrones, if you've never really watched, like I tried to get into Walking Dead, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I tried, and every show isn't for everybody. I just could not get into that show.
Yeah, and I have a tough time with dragons and trolls, and you know, everyone tells me, oh, it's got nudity in it. So does the internet. Yeah. I can get my fix there.
Yeah, there's not much. If you're watching Game of Thrones for nudity, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel because you might get to see a side boob once every four episodes. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
So. And you know what I'd like to do too, Gregor and Meg, right now, is just point out to your hardcore listeners who still, even at this point of the season, want to analyze the Edmonton Oilers, that we've talked nerd TV and pro wrestling for this entire segment, and it's fantastic.
Hey, buddy, Game of Thrones is not nerd TV. That's
it's about it's dragons awesome. And warlocks. It's nerds. Well,
there's no warlocks.
See, for a guy who has, yeah, there's no warlocks in the show, and for a guy who hasn't watched it, the dragons barely are in the show.
And that's really, there's one other mythical element to it, but that's really the main one.
Yeah.
Is there magic? Is magic in it?
There's one. UConn, anybody in real life can believe in magic. David Copperfield, are you telling me that's not real?
Hey, the fact that guy's pulled some of the hot girls he's pulled, there's got to be some sort of wizardry in
yeah,
there.
Okay. Exactly. Are you telling me that guy, like he's able to convince the women to come with him? So he's clearly got some magic, for sure.
Absolutely.
Like his game is magic, I'll tell you that. That guy's got a magical game.
He's doing something, right? Maybe he's brainwashing them. He's
now,
a creep.
Now, I've been getting a lot of texts from our listeners about all the things that the Supposedly, the Taker was supposed to win, and Lesnar went off script.
No. Okay. No, that's wrestling nerds grasping at straws. This wasn't a Montreal screw job when Bret Hart, I'm sure you guys have heard that story, you know, when McMahon ordered the quick ring of the bell so he would drop the title. It wasn't anything like that. This is just part of the show. I, for one, hope The Undertaker shows up on Monday Night Raw tonight, which is going to have huge ratings, and retires. I hope we see him out of character. I hope we see a broken-down old man on bad hips and, you know, repaired knees come out, take a bow, say thank you, and walk off into the sunset.
Have they gotten away from the divas in WWE?
No, buddy. They've got a reality show called Total Divas, which is actually, you know, everything WWE does, like it or not, is very well produced. And they've got an incredibly well-produced reality show featuring the WWE Divas. So I'd say the Divas are kind of in the midst of a little bit of a push these days.
Really?
To be honest.
Mm.
Yeah, but, you know, not so much. The girls are different now. They're pretty girls that they train to be wrestlers. They're not wrestlers that they try and make into pretty girls.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so they're, what was her, was it China? Was that her name?
I think that was a dude that they tried to make into a girl. I think that's how it
Hey, how come you've never, how come you don't have like a half an hour wrestling show on the weekends on TSN 1260?
It sounds like work, Gregor.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You know, a wise man once told me, if you got to work, you might as well not.
Well, you know what? After listening to your show every morning, I like to see that you've taken his words of wisdom. Hey, good for you.
I'll mail it in for 3 hours and pick up my paycheck. Pin me, pay me. Put that on it.
All right. Have fun. I'm glad to hear that you're back loving wrestling, yeah. That it was only a one night hating of your favorite make-believe
back,
sport.
I'll, you know what? No matter how bad it gets, I'll always come back.
And you know what? You know what you just see? Now you know exactly why Oilers fans keep watching, because you just sounded exactly like an Oilers fan.
You're right. I did, and it's horrible. And I'm going to go wash the face paint out of my eyes that's left over from last night. Did you see my face paint? It was fantastic.
No, I tried to. I think I've blocked you on Twitter, so I'm not.
Shut up.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.